If I had a title for the message today, it would be, what is your focus for 2024? Focus, what do we mean by focus? What focus is not in the message this morning is the progressive Dutch rock band from the 1970s. Who some of you, I can tell, know well. But focus, what is it? How do we define it? The dictionary says to concentrate attention or effort on something. This is going to be honesty time now. If I said to you, we're going to switch all the lights out, and I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and then the lights would come straight back on. Would anybody be aware or not want me to do that? Everybody okay with that? Okay, Ed. One, two, three. Thanks, Ed. How good is your focus? Do you struggle with focus? Where was your focus in that darkness? You know, I'm sure we've all got out of bed in darkness, stubbed our toe on a piece of furniture, or even more than one toe. But if we'd focused on the light switch, we could have avoided the pain. What about God? Did God ever focus? Has he still got a focus now? Yes. We need to go right back to the very beginning for our first reading in Genesis. In Genesis 1 and verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now you can note from that that there was darkness over the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." Not only that, God said that the light was good. He didn't say that about the darkness, only the light. And if you continue reading on through Genesis, you can see just how focused God was in all of the creation that he made before he created Adam and Eve. God set the bar high with creating light. And over the centuries, decades, and such like, we have created light for the darkness. Going back a long, long time ago, we used candles. We made them first, used them for light. Or burning torches to give help into the darkness. But you see, a candle on its own doesn't give a great deal of light. And burning torches, well, that's all right if you're outside walking around and you've got hold it out in front of you and the hot oil or the tar is dripping down before you, but you wouldn't do that in your house at home. Health and safety would have a field day, as we all know on that. What we needed was something more permanent, but safer as well. And along comes a man called Thomas Edison. And Thomas Edison, he made and created several things. One of the things he did, he invented the phonograph, which was the first machine that was able to record and play back sound. And he did several all. What he is known for is the light bulb. But the amazing thing about Edison was his focus. And boy, did he need it, because in his invention of the light bulb, he failed 1,000 times in actually creating a light bulb. But such was his focus, he was determined to get that right. I find that remarkable. I am sure I would have given up 5 or 6 times, never mind 1,000. But this is it. When you are focused on something, you can learn and discover so much. So again, I ask the question, what is your focus for this year? What can I do that I haven't done before that will honor the name of Jesus? Now, when Jesus came down to earth to save you and I, he had a very clear focus on his ministry. And he could focus on individuals, on crowds, on families. With an individual, we see the story of Jesus at the well and the Samaritan woman, a one-to-one basis of speaking. No one else around, just one-to-one. He could focus on the woman, and the woman could focus on him. For crowds, Jesus' focus were for the crowds. And then for a family, we think of the family situation. Lazarus, where he raised him from the dead. Focus in our lives, we can achieve so much. Now, there's times in life when we do struggle with focus. And we can think, just in the last 5 years, COVID, all of us had never dealt with something like COVID before. We had to go through it. But not one of you here today were lost through COVID. You know, and we thank God for that. But it's very easy when something like COVID comes to knock our focus off. And think of other things as well. Other illnesses apart from COVID. Sometimes financial hardship. Will I be able to pay? Loses our focus from friends. it's almost as if you've got opposition coming in from every angle. Darkness coming in, no light at all. What would Jesus do in this situation? We're going to come to our second reading. We're in the New Testament this time. And we're reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. It's verses 51 to 56. It came to pass, when the days were near, that he should be taken up. He intently set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. They went and entered into a village of the Samaritans, so as to prepare for him. They didn't receive him because he was traveling with his face set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, you want us to command fire to come down from the sky and destroy them, just as Elijah did." But he turned and rebuked them. "You don't know what kind of spirit, for the Son of Man didn't come to destroy men." Here's a good example of just how focused Jesus was. Verse 51 says, and I'm using the NIV here, that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem. That was his focus. And sending his messengers on ahead to a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. Oh. The people didn't welcome him. I'm sure that all of us at some time have been in that situation where we haven't been welcomed. So we can all relate to Jesus' situation that he's going through. And of course the disciples, James and John, got the focus completely wrong. At least it wasn't Peter. It's normally Peter that puts his foot in it most times. But no, we've got James and John this time, wanting to call down fire from heaven to destroy them. But Jesus was having none of that at all, and rebuke them. Jesus wasn't going to lose focus on his mission. He wasn't welcome there and moved on to another village. And you know, like what James and John did, it's okay sometimes to get things wrong. It's good to admit that sometimes, because we don't always get it right. It's one of the things in life that we struggle with is because of who we are. We think that we can do other things. But everything is possible with God. When Jesus chose his disciples, Peter, Andrew, James and John, four rough, hardy fishermen, their focus was existent for a focus, still linking with Jesus. And in the 3 years that lands on the things that they had done before, in the four of them. And Jesus also sees potential in here, 2020, real opportunity to have a focus new. darkness. Opportunity knocks. The show was where people see to focus on their talent and to showcase it. Ordinary people having the focus do something. And there's always opportunities here within the church. It's been said before many times for help with the children's work. Opportunities for volunteering in the well. Help with teas and coffees. Greeting people on the door. But there are other things. There are things like the sound desk at the back. There's opportunities there to learn. And you can have a look behind the sound desk and you can see all the knobs and sliders and such like. And you think, well, I couldn't do that at all. But actually, it's not hard. And again, there are people here that can help you. The laptop. It would be difficult for the words up on the screen, for the videos when we don't have live worship. If we didn't have someone on here, we'd be doing a lot of humming. But again, this is a skill that is teachable. And the more people that can cover different angles, the greater it will be. There's help there to help you focus. And on the maintenance side, you know, every single morning when you come in, the room is set out with all the chairs. It's clean. But when you're all gone and Monday comes around and we've got the games afternoon and later the brownies, everything has to be cleared. The chairs are all cleared away, some out the back. Henry the Hoover has to come out after all the biscuits that you've wasted on the ground. But it's not a difficult job. And Henry's very good. With the notice boards, we have great displays on the notice boards. There's always room there to offer help as well. So many opportunities for your focus. Now, we're only 2 weeks away from Easter. And the Easter story is one where you can see Jesus' focus straightforward. And reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, we read that Jesus, knowing where he was going, still spent time to have the Last Supper with the disciples. Those that had been with him throughout the 3 years of his ministry. In keeping his focus, Jesus, through the agony of the cross and the raising from the dead, Jesus' focus got the job done. What about you and I? Can we get the job done this year? I will leave you with that thought. Amen.